Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Fortuna City Manager Dwayne Riggi is nearing the end of his tenure with the city. Riggi took the reins of Fortuna 9 years ago and will retire at the end of June. And don't think he's sticking around. He says if you want him, you can find him on one of the county's many waterways. Riggi also spoke about being the new guy when he took the position with Fortuna.
All I had to do is learn the peculiar things that made the city of Fortuna unique and how my staff worked and some of the political games and problems and situations in Fortuna, which took about a year, year and a half. And it's stressful, particularly when people are pulling at you. And new guy, they always do that because they want to see what they can get away with, both employees and the public.
Being the new guy doesn't excuse you from the responsibilities that come with the position, something Riggi learned during his tenure with the city of Blue Lake and with Fortuna. The job is important.
So I'm cautious. And you have to be, particularly when you're responsible for a public agency, because it's not your money, it's not your company, it's everybody else's. And you have, to me, a very serious fiduciary and responsible position because all of those people are expecting you to do your best.
The city of Fortuna has begun the search for Riggi's replacement, although no deadline has been set for a new hire. Congressman Mike Thompson's office has issued a response to a Pacific Fishery Management Study that determined that diverting more water from North Coast rivers for use in the San Joaquin Valley will further harm river health and fish populations. Congress passed H.R. 1837 in February that gave the go-ahead for more water diversions, and it now heads to the Senate floor for consideration. Thompson said in a statement that the scientific review shows that the House majority's water bill puts politics ahead of established science and will kill local jobs. Thompson's office believes that the bill rolls back environmental protections for salmon and other species and reroutes a greater share of California's water to the Central Valley. And a lack of protection of fish stocks, particularly salmon, could lead to more severe die-offs like those that took place in 2008 and 2009. Earlier this week, backers of a ballot initiative to abolish the death penalty in California succeeded in getting their proposition on the November ballot, and now another law and order initiative will be listed as well. A proposal to amend the state's three strikes law appears headed for the ballot after supporters submitted more than 800,000 signatures. The proposition would amend the three strikes sentencing law so that only offenders convicted of a felony, one that is violent or serious, would face a sentence of 25 years to life. The initiative would also allow prisoners sentenced under three strikes for a minor crime to seek resentencing. Critics of the current law point out that some offenders face a third strike for minor or trivial offenses, and that by limiting the law to serious and violent crimes, it would allow judges more freedom in sentencing those who otherwise could be convicted under three strikes. The Six Rivers National Forest will auction off surplus vehicles and equipment in a public internet auction on April 30th. Bid items will be available on the website gsaauctions.gov. beginning on the 30th, and the auction will continue online through May 7th. Prospective bidders can also view the 13 items up for auction at the Six Rivers National Forest Service offices in the Bayshore Mall from the 30th until the 7th. For more information, contact Janie Ryder at the Six Rivers National Forest offices. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank.